A packed slate of U.S. data releases lands today, with markets steady as the dollar holds near unchanged ahead of retail sales, expected to slow slightly to 0.4% in September, but supported by strong auto and EV purchases and resilient high-income spending. PPI is seen rising to 0.3% month-on-month, while consumer confidence is forecast to ease, adding to concerns about a softening labor market despite the resolution of the government shutdown. Rate cut expectations have climbed, with markets pricing an 88% chance of an easing by December 10th. Europe's calendar features Swedish PPI flat, German Q3 GDP, and multiple ECB speakers, including Nagel, who flagged persistent food and services inflation but said the euro's level is not troubling. Overnight, Japan signaled heightened vigilance on currency moves, while China and the U.S. held their first call since the trade truce, discussing Taiwan and reciprocal visits. Geopolitical tensions remain elevated as Russia and Ukraine exchange strikes despite President Trump's optimistic tone on ceasefire prospects. In the UK, Chancellor Rachel Reeves defended her position ahead of tomorrow's budget, expected to include roughly £30 billion in tax hikes and a cut to the annual cash ISA allowance to £12,000. As month-end approaches, one major UK bank expects equity weakness and reduced risk appetite to drive US dollar buying for portfolio rebalancings. U.S. equity futures are marginally lower, weighed by NVIDIA, after reports that Meta may spend billions on Google's AI chips. That's all for now.